Welcome back to Maritime Morning. I'm Jordy Morgan, and for the next little while, we are going to talk about home inspectors. Are home inspectors doing their job? How serious is the problem of home inspectors and realtors working together? This is a question that has been floated out there for a couple, well, we've been talking about it here for the last month or so on the program. And the appearance of a conflict of interest. Do we need national standards? Do we need licensing protocols for home inspectors? Well, we're going to talk to the guy who has made his living fixing other people's home problems. Mike Holmes joins us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Mr. Holmes.
Good morning, Jordy. How are you?
Very well. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you.
Well, you know, we were talking a couple of months ago about one of the programs that you were doing, and then just more recently, within, I suppose, the last few weeks, we got this story about some accusations being made about home inspectors being in cahoots with realtors working together and perhaps the appearance of a conflict of interest and whatnot. Are home inspectors actually doing their job in this country first? Do you think that we have a problem with home inspectors?
Well, I don't want to say that we have a problem with home inspectors. Let's remember the actual business. It is not truly licensed by the government with a diploma or anything like a carpenter's or plumber's. There is courses you can take. There is licensing and certification within Canada, and they've pretty well made their own. So what I do want to say is we have the good, the bad, and the ugly everywhere. And unfortunately, there's not enough good. I would like to see more professional contractors become home inspectors because these guys know everything about houses. Unfortunately, that's not the case. The majority came from another business and just joined the boom, which is home inspections. Now, they may not mean, and I truly believe they don't mean harm, but I think a lot of them just don't know enough. And I think that's what the biggest problem is.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've made a pretty good living looking around and helping people out after they have perhaps not had the kind of work done by a home inspector that should have been done. When we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, the assertion that was being made is, look, we need national standards, we need some licensing protocols for home inspectors in this country. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely do. And I'll give you a scenario here. We have a very old home, let's say around 100 years old. We have a middle-aged home, let's say around 50 years old. And we have a home that was just built 2 years ago. Is there a difference between the three houses? The answer is absolutely yes. Now, what if the old home was renovated and brought up to new codes? What if the middle home was renovated and brought up to new codes? These people need to have the talent to understand all codes, never mind how it was renovated, what to look for, trouble spots, oil tanks in the ground, and believe me, I can go on. Asbestos, vermiculite. This is just a never-ending story. It's not on purpose. The problem that I'm seeing here is just not enough education.
Yeah, well, Mike, I'm a little perplexed by this because in most people's lives, buying a home is perhaps the most significant financial transaction that they will make for most people. I mean, you know, they're I suppose folks that have big businesses and whatnot, but their house on a personal level is the most significant financial decision that they are going to make. And if you're out buying a car or getting your car looked at to determine, I mean, you would want to take it to somebody. If you're buying a Mercedes, you want to take it to somebody who knows a little something about a Mercedes, or if you're going to, you know, whatever the vehicle is. So I find it perplexing to think that from the perspective of the consumer, why the home inspector does not play a far more significant role in determining the parameters of the decision they're making about buying their house.
Okay, you know what? Under the circumstances that we're talking, I don't want to blame the home inspector. Right there and then, if what you're talking about, I want to blame the homeowner. And I can give you a really simple equation here. We will all spend, on average, $3,000 to a real estate lawyer to do land transfer, to handle all the legalities, but we only want to spend $350, $400 for a home inspector.
Right.
In the world that we live in, you do get what you pay for, so we have to take blame as well.
Well, perhaps the home inspection protocols should be a more significant portion of the home buying process, and perhaps should be more independent and outside of the actual transaction itself. I guess the point I'm making here is, you know, it's always caveat emptor. It should always be incumbent on the person who is buying to ensure that they are making a wise decision. But they want to be able to go to somebody and say, look, am I making the right decision? Please help me with your expertise. And then look at and be able to get that expertise and be able to count on it.
I'm in total agreement, because it is the single most expensive investment of your life. We are depending on the industry right now of the home inspector. You know, homeowners that are bringing in home inspectors, it's obvious they don't know how to inspect the homes themselves. So
right.
They are trying to rely on someone that supposedly does. The problem is if they don't know enough. And no matter how you look at it, when you buy this house, you're left holding it. It's yours. It's once that signature's on the paper, all the problems are now yours, whether they're small or large. And this really does need to be addressed, because I'll tell you, when I was shooting Homes on Homes, this was the number one complaint for 10 years consecutive was home inspection. That's why I shot the show.
Mm-hmm. No, I can, and I can see why. I mean, as I said, you've made a living, or you've developed quite a profile over, I'm sure, people finding themselves in situations that perhaps could have been avoided if we had better protocols around home inspectors themselves, or at least people would be able to have more confidence in being able to take what they say as gospel. So what do you see here as a solution to this? I mean, is it a national standard and licensing protocol of some sort? What would you like to see happen in this country so that consumers are protected, so that home inspectors are provided with a better framework for doing their work?
Well, unfortunately, like anything else, this is going to take a little time to fix, and there's no stopping that. But as long as we start moving in the right direction, one, we need to address this from a government point of view, that it needs to be recognized, open up a college course, which I've started actually with Sioux College. And that is recognized with a diploma. That's a two-year program. These are things that I'm going to continue to work on. I started Mike Holmes Inspection not as just a money-making business, but as a change to the industry. We retrain the guys. They have to have newer tools. They have to have infrared cameras. And we work together as a team as to look out what's working, what's not working, what we need to do to make the changes. You know, this is going to take a bit, but as long as we all understand it, we can move in the right direction. Homeowners need to pay more attention to make sure they're hiring someone with a background. In other words, ask them questions. You know, what'd you do before you were a home inspector? Did you cook? Did you work at Canadian Tire? It doesn't matter. But you need to ask the questions. What is your background? How long have you been in this? And, you know, do you have at least 1,000 home inspections under your belt? The more questions you ask, the better you are in buying that house.
Well, you know, you made a point earlier saying you get what you pay for. And if somebody's going to give you a home inspection for $100 and sign off on it, then you're going to get $100 worth of home inspection. So one would think that if you're going to be spending $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 on a house, that spending a little extra money to know that you're not going to be getting a money pit is probably a useful expense.
As far as I'm concerned, it should be a bare minimum of $1,000. You will find an absolute pro that can document and give you everything you need to know. And it could climb to at least $2,000 and possibly higher, depending on what you want to know. Everything about the electrical, everything about the HVAC, everything about water, sewage. It doesn't matter. We need to understand every aspect. If you need to replace just a septic tank, that's going to cost you a minimum of $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So the more better advice you're getting, the better you're going to spend your money.
Do you think that sometimes when people go out to buy a house and they see it and they fall in love with it and they think, oh my God, this is where I want to live and it's the right neighborhood and yada yada yada, that they think, well, okay, we'll get this home inspection nonsense dealt with and then we'll just buy the house. That there's a bit of willful blindness there?
Absolutely, yes. And we do buy what I call, we buy by illusion. And that means our eyes see beauty. We're like, oh, I love the house. I love the neighborhood. Look at the trees. You know, maybe the husband's saying, I love the deck and the garage. And the wife is saying, look at the bathroom and the kitchen. It doesn't mean that everything is right. The problem is we are buying. And again, it's not a negative. It is a positive. But it's unfortunately, it becomes a negative if you don't know what you're looking at. Just because it looks beautiful, in my world, looks are deceiving.
I want to address something that was brought to my attention when we did this initially, when we brought this issue up on the program. And that is this idea that real estate agents and home inspectors sometimes are in cahoots, and that someone will get a, say, look, they want this sale to go through, that, you know, I don't know about kickbacks or illegalities about that sort of thing. But how does a consumer protect themselves from that kind of thing? And should the real estate agent actually be recommending a home inspector at all?
As far as I'm concerned, as long as the real estate, they're not supposed to, but as long, because it is conflict of interest, but as long as the real estate is using a top-notch home inspector, I'm on side with it. The problem is there a conflict or can there be a conflict? Now, let's look at this in reality. If a home inspector is working with a real estate agent, you know, probably gets maybe 30 gigs a year at a bare minimum, that's bread and butter for that home inspector. So it becomes a sort of unwillingly, well, let's call it that way, that they don't mean to ruffle feathers, that they don't want to lose the relationship and they don't want to lose that money. Is this an issue? I have to say yes. But once again, I have to bring it back to the homeowners to say, you need to ask your questions. To the real estate agent, do you know a home inspector? If so, is this a top notch? And don't stop there. Go to the home inspector. We need to slow down and stop buying our coffees right through the drive-thru. You understand what I'm saying? That's how we're buying houses. Mm-hmm. We need to take our time and make sure we're buying the right home and hiring the right people to give us the right advice.
Okay, I just have to take a break for a moment. I want to come back. I don't want to keep you too much longer, but I would like to ask you a few of the questions that potential homeowners should be asking of people who are home inspectors to ensure that they actually do have the competencies that are necessary. I'm speaking with Mike Holmes. You know Mike Holmes from Homes on Homes. He also has Mike Holmes Inspections. We're just doing a follow-up on an interview that we did a couple of weeks ago talking about some of the questions that people had about home inspections. We'll take 2 minutes and be right back here on Maritime Morning. Welcome back to Maritime Morning. I'm Jordy Morgan. Mike Holmes is on the phone with us this morning, and we're talking about home inspection. I should point out that Mike Holmes actually has a company called Mike Holmes Inspections. The reason that we were talking to Mike is because we got into this discussion earlier about this idea of there being licensing protocols and the fact that we should see accreditations and the types of things that we can, you know, that are nationally standardized in order that consumers, when they hire somebody who is a home inspector, can be confident that what they're going to get back is the appropriate information to make the decision about buying their house. So my question to you, Mike, essentially is, you know, if I'm a consumer, I'm ready to buy a house, I go out, I look for somebody who's a home inspector in order to do this, what are the kinds of questions I should ask in terms of what training they have, their accreditation, the sorts of things that, barring a nationalized standard or a national standard or protocol, what are the types of things that I would expect that a good home inspector would have under their belt?
Okay. One, the scenario you're talking is I go find a house and then I hire a home inspector. I would push everyone to find the home inspector first, and that way you've got a good guy, and then start looking for the house. That's my highest recommendation to date. From there, Once you're looking for that home inspector, you need to ask, are you licensed and or certified in the area for the qualifications needed in this region? Unfortunately, it's not the same across Canada. Two, how long have you been doing this? How many home inspections have you done? May I see some reports? Can I take a look at maybe 10 of your reports just to view them to see what I'm going to be looking at, so whether or not I can understand them? Are you licensed and insured? Don't forget the insured word, because this is really important. And one of the biggest things you can ask is, what have you done before you were a home inspector? What did you specialize in? What did you do? You need to get to know these people, because these are the people you're going to be relying on to give you the information for this house. Now, here's the big problem I see. The home inspectors, even if they're licensed and certified in the area, if they've only taken a home inspector's, let's call it, course to get their license or certification based on the area, not by the government, what happens is these people are only certified to look at very certain little things, like, visually, do I see a leak? Let's look at the landscape. Is it running into the house or away from the house? So they're not electricians. They're not plumbers. They're not HVAC specialists. They're not fireplace specialists. And on and on and on. They're not mold specialists. They're not asbestos specialists. And we can continue this cycle until it's ridiculous. Water, sewage, septic system, stormwater management control, what the area is. The knowledge is not enough there. So what we're doing is hiring just someone we don't know with an opinion, no matter how you look at it.
Hmm. There's something called infrared thermography that apparently is, I guess this is something that's being used more and more often. I presume that is that for energy, or is that just to see what's going on behind the walls?
This is a tool that every home inspector should have, and as a matter of fact, it is required for every one of my guys, even that wonderful gentleman that we have in Nova Scotia. This tool, if you look at it and understand, we call it an IR or infrared, what it can do is just see by temperature through the walls. So because it's cold on the outside, warm on the inside, or vice versa in the winter, we can now start to see zones that are leaking, zones that are cold. So in other words, cold coming in or heat loss. We can see even nests of ants. We can see where all the plumbing is. If you understand how to use the tool, turn the hot water on, it heats the pipe, we can see that pipe in the wall. Mm-hmm. That same tool works with HVAC. If it's hot pipes, I can follow the ductwork. This is an imperative tool that every home inspector absolutely should have.
And should also know how to use a moisture meter, I presume, as well, eh?
Yeah, but, you know, even a moisture meter, I mean, most people can grab a moisture meter, stick it against the wall, and it'll give you a reading whether or not, you know, there's too much moisture. Now, if you use the tool and understand there's too much moisture, you got a problem. But is it truly reading 6 inches behind the wall? The answer is no. Is that tool good enough? It's a base tool mm-hmm. that should be then pushed to the IR camera.
Okay. Well, as you mentioned, you do have a guy in Nova Scotia, and I hope that this has been of some use to people who are making the decision to buy a house, because it's important, and I know that you've run into lots of people who probably wish that they had done a little more due diligence with a home inspector before they bought. So how does somebody get in touch with your group if they're interested in finding your guy?
Nice and easy, MikeHolmesInspection.com. And, you know, just go to the site to learn, to ask questions, because I want to teach everyone as much as I can. You don't have to hire me. I'm not pushing that. I'm trying to educate everyone out there, including home inspectors, the ones that care. That one we have in Nova Scotia is exactly that. He cares.
Okay. Well, and I know you care about making sure that things are done right, and we appreciate you taking a little time to do this with us today. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Jordy. You keep making it right, buddy.
Okay, will do. That is Mike Holmes. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to be talking about the Kyoto Protocol. Apparently, there is some word that Canada is going to basically put it behind us, seeing as it may have outlived its usefulness. Megan Leslie says that's a bad idea. She even referred to it as cowardly. So we'll talk to Megan Leslie, who's the National or Federal Environment Critic for the NDP, right after this on Maritime Morning.